Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining Optimal Living Advice, episode number 315. I'm Greg Audino, your host of the show, back with you again on a Friday to help out a listener who has something on their minds. Very happy to be taking another question. And today's, I think, has so much going on underneath the surface. There's a lot of opportunity here for introspection, and I'm really excited to look at this one. So without further ado, let's jump right in and optimize your life. I'm at a professional crossroads right now. I have a good job that I would say keeps me just the right amount of busy. When I look around, my friends who are married with children, like I am, I do find that I have more time for my family, and I think that's the most important thing. But now I've been offered to do some side work with one of those friends who has started a business and is starting to do pretty well for himself. I think it would be fun to work with him, and a little extra money never hurts. But I'm trying to be realistic about the fact that this will change my schedule, and I'll probably find myself as busy as most people whose lives I really don't want. Busyness can be so difficult sometimes. Should I take this work on, or do I already know better? A crossroads indeed, asker. It's quite a note to end the question on there, too. But you seem to be handling this with a lot of self-awareness, looking at it from the right angles and asking all the right questions. So good on you. Awesome start. You are so right that busyness can be difficult sometimes. So am I. And most might say that it's difficult because of what it can take away. But you're exemplifying that other side of it, which I love. You know, busyness is also difficult because of what we believe it can provide us with. We can become sold on this belief and tempted by it. So anytime we're considering how to manage our time, it's absolutely in our best interest to consider both of these sides of busyness so as not to get too intoxicated by either one of them. You see, the cons of adding a lot to our plates and staying busy are really well aligned with what you've said. The more we commit to and the busier we get, the less time we have for those beautiful things that are all too easy to take for granted, family life maybe being the best example. So, in this way, yeah, busyness is overrated. But by the time we realize that, busyness may have already become another addiction. And this is because of the pros that come with busyness. So the pros of busyness lie in the amount of opportunity we see in it, as I just alluded to. The busier we are and the more we provide the world with, the more we put into the world, then the more possibility we have to get back from it. And this list of possibilities deserves credit, right? It's not just money or status or other materialistic drives. Staying busy in different contexts also provides us with a lot of meaningful opportunity. So even if they're exhausted and not ready for a relationship, needing to rest from busyness, the busier a single person stays when it comes to going out on dates and meeting people, the more opportunity they have to find something that feels right, as well as something that feels wrong. When it comes to hobbies or side jobs, busyness can lead to burnout and take away from other important parts of life, yes, but it can also breed more passion and enrichment as you find yourself learning and succeeding more frequently. So, yeah, busyness, just like anything, has a lot of layers to it. And being that you have a family you've committed to that would be impacted by your busyness, obviously, then this is absolutely a question I would recommend taking up with your spouse and others who you feel would be impacted and can have valid input, like maybe parents or children who are of age. So that would be my first recommendation, I guess. But something to include in this discussion, very important, would be what lies beneath busyness. That's right. You know, busyness isn't really, it's not what this is about or what it ultimately boils down to in my mind. Don't let your predisposed beliefs about busyness, you know, whether they be about maxing out busyness, deliberately dialing back, or something in between, don't let them distract you from what your motivation is. Look at this busyness and think about what it genuinely provides you with, what your motivating factor is. So you mentioned that a little extra money never hurts. Is it money? Is that the main motivator? Or is it the opportunity to work with a friend? Does your friend's business pertain to an industry that you're particularly curious about or interested in? So what specifically do you find appealing about taking this work on? You want to get to the bottom of that and then weigh your answer to that question against what specifically you find appealing about not taking this work on. So I'll assume, based on what you've said, that the biggest benefit to not taking on this work is the added time with family. So you have these two sources of motivation. For the sake of argument, we'll say it's family and money. Now what? Well, now we weigh them against one another. And you may be thinking to yourself, well, that's easy. Family trumps all. Family is everything. And that's fine and good. But money can still influence the quality of your family life. So we also have to consider how depleted of money you are versus how much of a surplus you have in family time, right? We need to consider these goals that seem to be in combat with one another and how the fact that they actually relate to each other. Is money tight enough that it is more critical than having an above average amount of time with your family at this moment? Or, you know, say that you're not someone who has many hobbies or a strong social life. If that would be either a primary or secondary motivation behind taking on this job, then maybe it would be beneficial for your family life if you take it, because you would rely a little bit less on your family and become more well-rounded, right? So ultimately, this is where the conversation needs to go as you consider whether or not to make this change in your life. What do I want from either side? What is the greater value? And what's the most practical way of achieving that value, even if it's not the most obvious way? And a big thank you to the asker today for sending in this positively dynamite question. I really hope this helped not only them, but anyone out there who, like so many of us, all of a sudden have this really complicated relationship with the idea of keeping busy. I think it's become a very hot button issue, for better or worse, in the personal development community. And a lot of us here are left not knowing what to do with it. So hopefully this episode today cleared the air a little bit and got everyone thinking about both sides, better prepared to identify what feels best for them. And if you have a question of your own that you would like to send into the show, I would love to hear from you. So you can email me with whatever is on your mind. The email address is advice@oldpodcast.com, advice@oldpodcast.com. And bear in mind, you can also reach out to share feedback or ideas, even just to say hi. That's fine too. All is welcome. It is my pleasure to get to know you all. So yeah, don't be shy. We are done for now though. Have a great weekend, everyone, and I will see you on Monday for more. That's where your optimal life awaits.